close your eyelids. Using your breathing technique, take a nice, slow, deep breath in and exhale. Relax. Take another nice, deep breath in and exhale. Relax. And as I count from 5 to 1, with each number, you allow your body and mind to relax even more. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Relax. Imagine yourself in the most beautiful garden you have ever seen or experienced. The sun shines brightly. The air is warm with a soft and gentle breeze. There are rolling hills and valleys for you to explore. Trees along the pathway, birds singing above, rabbits and squirrels quietly foraging the grounds. Feel the sun on your body. Notice the breeze as it moves through the trees. Breathe deeply and smell the clean air. Step onto the path and feel the earth beneath your every step. And as you walk along the path, all the hectic thoughts of the day slow to quiet and still. You can now allow yourself this time to reflect on your life, all the experiences you've had, all the joys and the sorrows as well. The regrets are the most troubling. What if things had been different? What if life could have been better? Your thoughts of regret are suddenly interrupted as you come upon a different part of the garden, a very large, circular garden. Because it is so large, many acres in fact, it's difficult to see all the way across or walk around this garden. You find it to be so compelling and intriguing, you begin to walk around it. As you begin your journey around this circular garden, you notice how all the flowers seem to relate in some way to your own personal journey. Baby's breath and bluebells remind you of your early childhood years. Daisies dancing in the breeze as you relive the carefree days of your teen years, with a fair amount of teardrops glistening on the petals. Continuing on, there are more flowers. Stems getting taller and stronger as you began to understand and create your world. A few weeds, perhaps, but nothing that can't be pulled and reconsidered in the future. Perhaps a few dry spots, reminding you of opportunities and adventures not embraced. And weeds that were allowed to root in times of your life when some relationships went unattended while distracted with other things. You begin searching the garden for the flowers that didn't rise up. I know you planted them, but they stayed small and weak, seeking shelter and protection beneath the larger leaves of bigger, stronger plants. They are the flowers that didn't think they could. And some flowers have died. Loving memories of family and friends that have crossed over before you. There's a flower for each one of them. And suddenly, mirrors rise up from the soil, reflecting what was and what might have been. How could things have been different? What was lost and never found? Wishes of what could have happened if only the chance was taken. And as you continue to walk, you discover that you've come full circle in your garden of true self. Standing in front of you is your younger self at whatever age you are the most connected to. And that younger self places in your hand the most beautiful, perfectly formed flower. Your younger self holds your hand and looks into your eyes and says, "Thank you. Thank you for taking this journey for us. Thank you for doing everything you have done in times of joy and in times of sorrow. Everything you have lived, lost, loved, and learned has brought us peace and understanding today. There was no other way. There were no other choices. You are exactly where you need to be to become the person you are meant to be. You had the courage to live this life. Everything I have learned and experienced has allowed me to become one with you." And when you're ready, open your eyes and enjoy how relaxed and refreshed you feel. And you do feel good, don't you?